CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. And tonight, we do have some pre-net check-ins. We're going to go through those real quick. Net control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Travelers Rest. W4DF, that's Don over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Don. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. N1DMB, that's David in Eastside, Five Forks. Good to have you with us tonight, David. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate everyone for using the pre-net check-in capability this evening. And we're going to give a little break now for new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, nothing so far, but you never know. Testing sessions are getting ramped up again. We should be hearing from more new amateur radio operators soon. And we do have an Echolink station. We're going to go with Echolink stations now. Echolink for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Here is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, South Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Dave and John, WN4V.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WN4V. That is John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Sounding good tonight, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're getting a little relief from the heat. Should be. It's starting to feel much nicer up here now than it was during the high heat that we've been having all summer. Appreciate you being here this evening. Take care. Stay safe. And tonight being Monday night, I think it's Monday night. Yep, it's Monday night. We're going to begin the alphabetic portion of the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter, a suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Steve and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative.
Okay, Kilo 5-4, Charlie, Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyup Heights, South Carolina. I just got through calling the Anderson net, and I'd like to invite all y'all to come over and check in with us over at the Anderson net at 8:30 nightly on 146790 with a negative offset and no tone. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time.
Check in KJ4HIAG and KJ4KOX Robbie.
Green Bull, negative, negative. Yes. Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. KJ4 HKC. This is John, and I'm in Belt. I'll be negative and negative. DJW. 4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's.
In and out, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson Counties, Lap Town.
Okay, there's a mighty fine group. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren. He's starting off from Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And KF4CKT, that's John just finishing up with Anderson Net, calling in from Honeyup Heights this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. You're sounding good. Take care, stay safe. KJ4HIA, that's Gene. He's bringing with him KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. They're over in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Gene. Tell Miss Robbie we said hello. KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope everything's going well with you. W4FHJ, that's Gene over there in Taylor. Sounding good tonight from Taylor's. Gene, appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4FTU, that's Richard in Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Sounding good from Slaptown tonight, Richard. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we got another EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
At W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer, a negative and negative. Just checking in.
Okay, Net Control like to recognize KW4TS. That's Jim sounding good over Echo Link from Pelzer this evening. Glad you're not out on the roads, even if you are using Echo Link. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Take care. Stay safe. Let's go ahead and bump into the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Have you? Whiskey and Miss Amy are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Thank you for calling the net, Dave, and good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina this evening. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And I was able to get to check into your net last Sunday or yesterday. But Amy called me away before you called back, and I don't know if I ever got in or not because there was some doubling. So you might want to let me know if I made it in or not because I had to step away and answer what she called. By the time I got back, I believe you already passed my group. But anyway, everybody just be aware that Sid calls the 146.64 net with a PL tone of 91.5 every Sunday at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Sunday evenings. Sid calls the 146.64 net with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by and check in with him. You'll enjoy it, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it, too. So, Sid, just wondering if I made it in last night. I'm not sure if I did or not.
You were in a double, evidently, but I didn't get you, and I do apologize. Normally, I always get them to come back, you know, and if I don't give their call sign back, and evidently, Miss Amy takes forever to throw my net. Tease her about that, Dave, but tell her it's all in fun before I leave.
There you go, Sid. She's not happy. Nobody's happy. I don't know what she wanted. She wanted me to come in there and see something or do something, look at something on TV right after I checked in with you. And I figured I'd be able to get back in here before you got back to calling them all back, and I never made it back. Not in time to tell, anyway. I did get back, but it was past the time when you called that group, so I didn't know if I made it or not. But anyway, I'll stick around next time. I'll tell her to hold off on that. Wait a minute. She's got a DVR. She can always back it up. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Sid, take care. Stay safe. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like Sid's got that group all to himself. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters M through P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Trina, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
JW, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Edmond. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Bringing her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4OSH, it was good to see you Sunday, Pat. even if we did get poured down rain on us, still had a good time getting out. Enjoyed seeing all that green grass out there. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. You're sounding good tonight, Walt. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. You sound better every day. Good to hear you on the radio. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving it on up to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Stations with first letter suffix are called that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. November 4, Sierra. Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of the net.
JW. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no roundtable.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris, sounding good from Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KF4RVH, this is JD over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Stay safe. And thanks for taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, net control, like to recognize K4ROW, that's Richard from Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check control. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David Mobile and Whitmire. Good evening. Negative and negative.
W. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, David, and everyone on the net. And I hope I got your call sign right because I just blanked on it a second ago.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KC4YLC. That's David Mobile and Whitmire. Be careful out there on the mobile, David. You're sounding good this evening from Whitmire on the noble, on the mobile. Appreciate you being here. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. You did get it right, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. And let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Hello, Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike, that's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be a negative and negative.
W. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
Dave, good talking to you this afternoon. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic and a wreck.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Echo. It's KY4AE. My name is Kendall. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Jim. Appreciate you being here. And KO4AOW, that's David over in Inman. Sounding good as usual, David. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And for DJC, that's Jerry from Anderson. Enjoyed the QSO this afternoon, Jerry. Always good talking to you on the radio. KY4AE, that's Kendall over in 6 Mile. Sounding good from 6 Mile this evening, Kendall. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. And K4LWE, that's Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic this evening and no round table. Thanks for calling the net.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 yet. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DJW.
Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, I missed my group, a radio issue there, but we got that corrected, and I'll hang around.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize K4LWE, that's Larry, sounding good from Piedmont this evening, appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Stay safe. And KK4JBQ, that's another Larry. Who's bringing with him KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Net wouldn't be the same without you. Guys, stay safe. Appreciate you checking in. And KN4RJN, there's John. I was looking for him just a minute ago from Inman. Got you down for comments, John. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Figured something must be going on over there. I thought you might have got called away like I did during Sid's Net. But anyway, appreciate you being here. We'll be back to you for some Rag Jew comments in just a little bit. And we do have an Echolink station, so we're going to give Echolink stations the opportunity to check in next. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Bringing with her W2MJB, that's Mark. Our Sunday and Monday night net controllers. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. You guys stay safe. And appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in, KF4QM, Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric, I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Dave, in the net, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo, Goth, a.k.a. Easily, negative, negative.
DJW, K4GAT, Kilo 4, Goth, Alpha, Tango, Simpsonville, no traffic, no round trip.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KF4QN, that's Eric. Did you say easily, and do I have that call right, Eric?
It's Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike, and the location is 6 Mile.
Okay, net control stands corrected. Let me delete that old one. Net control, I'd like to recognize KF4QM, that's Eric, over in 6 Mile. Good to have you with tonight, Eric. Appreciate your patience with me as I got your record straight in the database. And W4AKG, that's AK over in Easley. Sounding good tonight, AK. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. You're sounding good. Stay safe. And K4GAT, that's Michael over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Foxtrot, Gina. Also Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Golf, Jeff, Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KJ4PFA, that's Gina, bringing with her KJ4PFG, that's Jeff. They're over in Kings Mountain. You're sounding good from Kings Mountain this evening, Gina. Tell Jeff we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4, EYB, Davis Mobile and Whitmire. No traffic, no comment, 73.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KO4EYV. That's David Mobile and Whitmire. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RagJew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagJews. And the first one up on the stump, and the only one up on the stump this evening, is KN4RJN. That's John from Inman, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JWKN4RJN, what's going on in your world?
Work and a little bit of ham radio. How about you? What's going on in your world?
got the trimming done. I got the grass cut yesterday and got the trimming done today, which is a major. It takes longer to trim than it does to actually mow the grass, but then discovered another fire ant hill down along the driveway as I was edging out the driveway, so that's another trip to the store I got to make. But other than that, my son-in-law and my grandchildren are down, and along with their animal, and they're going to spend the night and then head on back up. But my granddaughter's going to stay with me for a while, and we're going to work on some schoolwork and stuff, so my days are locked up for the next foreseeable future.
Well, you're going to enjoy that, spending your time with your granddaughter, I'm sure. It is hard, though, teaching day after day. You have to really call on your patience while you're doing that. Of course, if you did that while you were a teacher, you probably are, that's probably easy to do for a school teacher. Hard to do for somebody who hasn't done that, though.
It's not easier with one than it is with 25 or 30, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's got to be true. At least you're not having to worry about what he's... At least you can stay, you know, the center of attention, the focal point.
25 or 30 and 15 or 16 of them don't want to be there anyway and just want to cause mischief. You've got to keep your eye on all of them at once. That's what will tax your patience.
I remember going to school with my son one time. I think he was in the eighth grade. And something was going on and I was wanting to see. So I took 3 days off, 3 days of vacation, and went with him to every class. And boy, some of those classes, I tell you what, I don't know how those teachers got anything accomplished, because those kids were just constantly on the move in some of those classes. It was difficult.
I think in high school, when they're a little bit older and a little bit more mature, it'd be easier, but it's not.
Well, my hat's off to the teachers that... that can tolerate that. It's not the same as it was when I was in school, that's for sure, because everybody sat down, your lips were buttoned up, and you were paying attention to what the teacher was saying, and you were taking notes. Not that way anymore.
And close, but in any event, I just saw something on my Facebook page. It said, "Congratulations, America, 51 years ago, you stepped on the moon. Today, you can't even go to Canada."
I was watching those old moon shots and Neil Armstrong taking that first step on the moon the other day on YouTube, and that was amazing. I still get chills. The hair on the back of my neck still stands up when he puts that 1 foot on the moon.
We got into this house, and I got the basement the way I needed it in my office the way I needed it. I have a slide rule hanging on my wall. Younger friend of mine that was over, I said, "You see that? You know what that is?" And he said, "No." I said, "That's a slide rule." I said, "We went to the moon with that."
And with less computing power than you have on your cell phone that you carry around in your pocket today, it's amazing what they could do with that, right? Every single bit of every single byte counted. They made use of it, and today we sling hundreds of thousands of them all over the wall, and they just drip off of the wall. We don't think anything about it.
Well, the computer that was in the original computer in the Hubble Space Telescope had less computing power than what your phone does. And it can only hold so many images, and it was dependent upon military satellites to transmit its images back, so it would have to wait until the channel was clear before it could transmit. And it had less computing power than your standard calculator today.
My father-in-law was telling me he's been in computers longer than I have, and he started off with the IBM mainframe, and he was telling me about them building memory by hand with ropes and little magnetic rings and dropping the rings down on the ropes and building a board with those and some little ferrite insulators in between the magnets and making a board that was like the size of a legal sheet of paper, the big ones, the long, tall ones, and that being like less than 4,000 bytes of memory. But it was persistent memory and it would work back in those days. Boy, has that changed now. You can get a terabyte on something the size of a postage stamp, and it's persistent memory. It's the size of a 7200 RPM huge disk spinning, a whole terabyte, and it's the size of your thumb, and it's like less than a couple of millimeters thick. That's just amazing.
Yeah, son-in-law, my Raspberry Pi, I said, this is the computer, this little bitty tiny black box. And he just shook his head and said, wow. I said, the monitor, the keyboard, all that stuff is ancillary. This is the computer. You can put it in your pocket.
It is amazing. It's hard to think of what it's going to look like in the future. A lot of those things are going to be small enough to be floating around through your blood vessels in your body. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, it's about time for second shift to show up, so I'm going to back on out of here and let you check and see if anybody else is out there hanging around. Good talking with you, Dave. You take care. 73s. Say hi to your wife. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Okay, John, we'll appreciate you holding it up and holding it up until second shift gets here. We'll see if they've arrived. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Bravo Golf, KN4 UBG, Kevin. Here in Pound End, I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John over at Paris Mountain. Dave, thank you for hosting the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to everyone. And hopefully we'll get our power back on over here shortly.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That is Kevin sounding good from Fountain Inn this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And KE4JRK, that's John with no power at Paris Mountain. You're sounding good, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening and hope they get that power on really soon. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
DJW, this is K4LWE.
Go ahead, Larry.
I had a chance to visit the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California. It's kind of geeky, but as I went through it, it pretty much traced my whole life in engineering from the 4004 4-bit microprocessor all the way through Pentiums. But what I found interesting was they had satellite sections with some of that rope memory, which was ferrite cores, basically, and wires run through the cores, and the cores would be magnetized either one direction or the other, and they could then be read back as individual bits. Over.
That's the same thing my father-in-law was explaining to me on how that worked. And I thought it was amazing. That's pretty cool that somebody thought through that, to be able to do that and to be able to use it and to be able to pull a zero or a one off of that and read it. I mean, that's amazing. You know, if you ever really wonder what's going on inside those transistors, that's like a supersized view of what's going on inside those transistors. It's amazing. And I did not know that was a Mountain View. That's where my office is. That's where I work out of, is Mountain View. And I go there about once every 2 years.
On the net, it's pretty interesting. They have Babbage's computing machine, which was an early mechanical computer. And they built a complete machine except for the printer. And it's about 6 feet wide and a foot and a half deep and about 5 feet tall, all brass gears and levers and buttons. And it's just amazing to go through the history from the abacus to analog computers, which I used in college, all the way through the digital computers and see what went on with IBM and Data General and NCR and all those companies. K4LWE, over.
Well, before IBM came out with the personal computer, or any of those others came out with the clone of IBM's personal computer, my dad brought home from work. He worked at Milliken, and he'd go to those shows, computer shows, every now and then. He was one that talked me into to paying attention in my computer class, which changed me from mechanical engineering to computer science with one class that I went to. Well, but anyway, he brought home from one of those computer shows a mechanical computer. And it's just a piece of plastic. It was like the size of a cinder block, a little bit skinnier and longer than a cinder block. And you had all these cards that you put in a certain position, and then you'd go down to the end of it, and you would switch two registers back and forth a couple of times. And then you go back and read what the cards told you, the bits and the bytes on each one of the card. And then you'd reset them, and then you'd go switch the registers again, and then you'd come back and read them next time. It was a computer. It was a completely mechanical computer, no electronics whatsoever. It was the coolest thing.
Really interesting. My start was with a little plastic computer that had three different levels of slides. And you put these little plastic soda straw sections on each of the levels. And whoever designed this was a brilliant mechanical engineer. When you slid a fourth lever back and forth, the other two would move based on where those soda straws were. And you could add binary numbers and also play the game of NIM, a pretty simple pick one, two, or three straws. K4LWE, over.
That just makes you wonder, Larry, where are those skills going? Those guys, you see those clocks that those guys build, the watches that have all the gears and all the ratios of all the gears and the springs that are wound up and then unwind and then wind up and then unwind, and how good a time they keep. You just wonder, where has that skill gone? Have we totally lost it? Will we ever get that skill back again? It's probably a skill that's gone the way of the blacksmiths with horseshoes, right? It's probably something that those were great skills at one point in time, but because the computers take over all that work, those skills will just disappear, and we won't see them anymore. But it is amazing to go back and look at them.
My first job was with National Cash Register, and some of the mechanical engineers I worked with worked in Dayton and designed the cams and gears and whatever were in those very, very complicated mechanical cash registers. And, of course, unfortunately or fortunately, it was my job to computerize, starting with the 4004 and then the 8080, computerize all of that from the hardware standpoint, work with the software guys to write the software to replace all those mechanisms. Over.
Well, it sounds like we had kind of similar roots. My first job in computers, working with computers, was to lay out, so they had artists at Michelin that drew Mr. Bibb. And I'd have, they'd draw him, and then I'd have to project him onto a 3D sidewall of a mold. And then use a compass and some measurement tools and find out what size, where's the center of this arc that this person drew with their hand? And where's the start point of the arc? Where's the end point of the arc? What's the tangent to the next arc? And what's this? And that was meticulous. That was a lot of work. I spent a lot of hours going across Mr. Bibb's whole body. And then you build it so it's parametric so that as the tire gets bigger, you go from a 13-inch to a 14-inch to a 15-inch, he grows at the same rate as the sidewall of the tire and at the same rate as the curvature of the tire. Nowadays, they use parametric modeling. They use three-dimensional models inside the computer. They just subtract one part from the other, and they've got their tool path. It's nowhere, you don't get down to that level of measuring a radius and a start point, a start angle and an end angle, and then making sure that's tangent with the next one. But that was a lot of fun. I wouldn't want to go through that again, but I wouldn't give anything for the learning experience that I got from it.
I used to do a lot of electronic design, and I can tell you I'm overjoyed with microcontrollers, with Arduino controllers and controllers that I get from other companies. To be able to just hook up a display and some hardware and build a gear is a lot more fun because I don't have to design every single little piece of the electronics. I can just focus on the software. And it makes it easier, and it's a little different challenge, but it's still fun. Over.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're absolutely right, but you lose that skill. I don't know if you've ever learned CW, but I was learning it at one point, and I got to where I could do 18 words a minute steady, and I could do 24 words a minute on a good night where everything just came together perfect, 24 words a minute. And then the next time I tried to do 24, I could not get past 18 without clapping error after error after error. And I'll probably never get that good again. And that's really sad. I hate that. But you got to continue to practice that stuff to stay sharp with it. Otherwise, it just leaves you.
WK4LWE, I'll retire now. Let any late check-ins call in if need be. Enjoyed talking with you. Have a great evening. K4WLWE, over.
All right, Larry. Well, I enjoy reminiscing about the old computers and olden days in the computers when those seemed like a magic time now, when it was like beating your head against the wall back then. Why doesn't this thing work? But now you look back at it and it's like, boy, that was fun. Anyway, take care. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rack 2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landon, Mobile, Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, next time I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Landon, Mobile, and Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and really enjoyed the trip to the mountain yesterday. Stay safe and take care. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where Miss Karen, WD4DYM, WD4CYM, will be calling the net if she's got her radio back online. We'll find out tomorrow night if she did. Last couple of times, last month, she did not have it online. She had radio issues, but hopefully she'll have that worked out, and we'll get to hear from her tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.